My name is Captain John Wynn. I'm a reconnaissance pilot of the United States Air Force. I'm only alive today because of the existence of your offshore radio ships. After taking off from France one April morning 2 years ago on a training mission to England, I had to eject from my Voodoo jet at near supersonic speed, about 10 miles from the British shore. This was over an area off the normal shipping lanes, so I had no hope of rescue. When I drifted down, I had a fractured shoulder, twisted knee, from the shock of the wind impact when I ejected. I knew I was going to die, because no one, even without my injuries, could hope to survive for more than 30 minutes in the sea at these temperatures. To make things worse, I had lost my life raft during the ejection. When I drifted out of the clouds and saw two ships, I realized that I was the luckiest man alive, and I had a chance to live. And although I was feeling lightheaded and numb, I guided the chute as far as I could towards my only hope and managed to cut my boots off. Then a small boat, which turned out to be the supply boat for the offshore radio stations, changed course and headed towards me. As I hit the sea, I was very weak, but managed to loose my chute somehow. I was completely exhausted when the Dutch crew pulled me on board nearly 20 minutes later. I was given warm clothes and a drink, which tasted a lot better than all that seawater I'd swallowed. I was really well looked after by the Dutch crew on the way back to an ambulance that they had radioed for at Harwich. I'd like to say thank you to everyone involved that day, including Her Majesty's Customs. They gave me the fastest clearance ever. I had nothing to declare except my life, and that only because of your offshore radio ships.